Bryce says, we would have thought that one can fulfill his matzah obligation by eating matzah made of maize sheni in Yerushalayim. Bryce says, the pasuk refers to matzah as lechem oini, which he dashes to mean bread that can be eaten as an oinon, like an oini. So since maize sheni can't be eaten by an oinon, it also can't be used for matzah. Rabbi Kiva says, the pasuk says matzahs twice to teach that maize sheni can be used for the chi of matzah on Pesach. The word lechem oini teach that the dough used for the matzah must be kneaded with only water, not wine, oil, or honey. I mean, lechem oini, like lechem oni. Rabbi Kiva explains, the word oini is written with an ayin, so it's like it says oni, to teach that it has to be kneaded only with water. Rabbi Yosef Aglidi says the word is read as oini, which refers to someone who's an oinon. Rabbi Kiva says the reason it's read as oini is because the matzah is bread upon which many things are said. Dvarim, it's lechem, the cha'oinim alav dvarim harbe. We find that Rabbi Kiva allows kneading of matzah with matzah dough with wine, oil, and honey. The Gemara says he holds that for the chi of matzah, of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach, you're not allowed to use such matzah. It has to be only lechem oini, only water can be used for kneading the dough. However, for the optional mitzvah of eating matzah for the rest of the 7 days of Pesach, such matzah, even the matzah which is not lechem oini, may be used. Fakhtumar Bryce says that all agree that matzah dough may not be kneaded with lukewarm water. Why is this different? Why is this different than the case of Karbonis, where the Mishnah says that the non-chametz carbon mincha may be kneaded with lukewarm water? How come on Pesach it can't be done? The Mar says, Kahana Mar's reason. And therefore they would make sure that the dough doesn't become chametz by the carbon. So that's why we allow it over there. But Stama, the Hamoinam, everybody else, everyone is making matzah by Pesach. We can't trust everybody else in that way. If so, why does Shmuel say that the kernels of wheat of the carb may not be soaked in water, even though it would lead to a higher quality flour? And he says they can't because we're afraid that they may become chametz. Aye, if we're dealing with karbonos and kahanim, if he's saying his reason, we should allow him to do it. Mar says, because the soaking would be done outside of the Beis HaMikdash, not necessarily by kahanim, so you can't rely on kahanim's reason. Furthermore, the kneading of the dough is not necessarily done by kahanim either. But the Gemara says the kneading is at least done in the Beis HaMikdash complex, so therefore we can be on top of it, but the soaking is not, and therefore we couldn't be on top of that. In fact, remember, why is soaking allowed for the carbon oimer? The Gemara says because that's a carbon sibber, and Beis Din's in charge of that, and they'll make certain that it doesn't become chametz. Bryce says, we would have thought that you can fulfill your chi of matzah by eating matzah made of bikurim. Rabbi Yosef Aglidi says, the pasuk says, b'chol moy shoyseichem toichlu matzah. Matzah can only be made of something that you can eat everywhere, and bikurim can only be in Yerushalayim, therefore you couldn't use matzah of bikurim. Rabbi Kiva says, the pasuk puts matzah and morah together to teach it. Just like morah is not of bikurim, because bikurim is born only of the Shavuos Aminim, so too matzah can't be made of bikurim. And we can't say that just as morah cannot be from a species that is subject to bikurim, so maybe the same should be with matzah, which would make matzah possible if it was made from wheat and barley, because the Torah writes the word matzah twice to teach that wheat and barley may be used for matzah. Fleck the Gemara, maybe the word matzah is written twice teaches that even bikurim could be used. The Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva himself retracts from using the comparison of matzah to marah as a source for not allowing the matzah of bikurim. Bryce says that the source for not allowing matzah of bikurim is the pasuk of b'chomash yoseichem toichlu matzah. The Bryce then says that matzah of ma'aseh sheni is allowed because the Torah writes the word matzah twice. Now we learned previously Rabbi Kiva is the one who says that ma'aseh sheni is the one. He's the one who said that ma'aseh sheni could be used for matzah. Ibezoi, therefore the Bryce must be following him, and yet it used the pasuk of b'chomash yoseichem toichlu matzah as a source for prohibiting bikurim. We see that Rabbi Kiva attracted from using his original source and then agreed that the reason you can't use bikurim for matzah is based on the pasuk of b'chomash yoseichem toichlu matzah. Why doesn't Rabbi Yosef learned that matzah bikurim may not be used because it may not be eaten by an oinon, the same way he said l'gav ma'aseh sheni? The Gemara says he holds like a Shimon who says that bikurim could be eaten by an oinon. The Rabbanon who argue on Rosh Hashanah, they say that the pasuk compares bikurim to ma'aseh, the teacher, just like ma'aseh may not be eaten by an oinon, bikurim may also not be eaten by an oinon. Rosh Shimon says the pasuk refers to bikurim as truma, the teacher, just like truma may be eaten by an oinon, so too bikurim may be eaten by an oinon as well. The pasuk says that bikur must be brought with joy. If so, how can Rav Shimon say that it became eaten by an oinon? The Mara says that just means that it's brought in a joyous time, meaning in the harvest season, that's when bikurim is brought. Abraisa says that the words lechem oini teach at cholut, which means like a fancy bread, and ashisha, which means a very large bread, they may not be used for matzah. One would think that he must use only whole grains, which is very low quality flour for matzah, because that's be lechem oini. The Torah therefore writes the word matzahs twice to teach that any matzah, no matter how high quality, may be used except for cholut and ashisha.